From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There's been a setback to the multi-party talks in Geneva on the Ukrainian crisis. The U.S., European Union, Ukraine, and Russia all agreed all illegal armed groups in Ukraine would lay down their weapons. The protesters are supposed to leave the government buildings they're holding, too. But the BBC's David Stern says in the eastern city of Donetsk, pro-Russian militants have refused.
Alexander Gnezdilov told the BBC that his group of pro-Russian activists would not evacuate the main government building in Donetsk. Mr. Gnezdilov is a spokesperson for the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, which has declared independence from Ukraine and occupied official buildings in a number of eastern cities. He said the central government in Kiev, which came to power in February, was itself an illegally armed group and would have to leave parliament and the presidential administration before his group would move. Russia has promised to exert influence on the pro-Russian activists and gunmen to pull back in return for an amnesty.
The BBC's David Stern in Donetsk. 28 people are now dead from the sinking of a ferry in South Korea. About 270 people are still missing. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from the seaside town of Jindo. The bottom of the ship, which had been above water, finally sank below the surface.
Family members waiting on shore exploded with grief and frustration as crews failed for a second day to rescue any survivors. Relatives complained that the government's response was weak and chaotic, and the media were spreading disinformation. The hope is that some survivors may be holding out in pockets of air inside the sunken ship. Coast Guard officials denied reports that divers had managed to get inside the sunken ferry to look for survivors. The divers continue to be hampered by bad weather and rough and murky waters. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jindo, South Korea.
An avalanche has killed 12 Nepalese climbing guides on Mount Everest. Nepal's tourism minister, Madhu Sudhan Burlakoti, speaking through an interpreter, says the Nepalese government responded quickly to the call for help.
An avalanche swept the area near Camp 1 at 5,800 meters where Nepalese guides and their team leaders were. As soon as we heard about the avalanche, the tourism ministry and officials at the base camp responded immediately. Three helicopters with rescuers and medical workers were rushed to the scene.
Three people are still missing in the snow. This is the deadliest disaster ever to affect Everest climbers. It's been 1 year since a Boston-area police officer was killed in a shootout linked with the Boston Marathon bombing suspects. Sean Collier, an officer with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, was shot to death in his patrol car, allegedly by the suspects. MIT is planning to host a community picnic in Collier's honor. An MIT team will run in next week's marathon. You're listening to NPR News. European trains are running again after a service halt yesterday. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the Eurostar stoppage was due to equipment failure and a suicide attempt.
A locomotive breakdown, technical problems in the English Channel tunnel, and a suicide attempt on the track. One after another, problems dogged the elite international train service Thursday. Trains between London and Paris were suspended for 5 hours. Trains today were already at near capacity. Eurostar is advising travelers to be patient as they rebook their journeys. The rail suspension came at the height of school vacation season and Easter weekend. Easter is the busiest weekend of the year for Eurostar, with around 130,000 travelers. Eurostar high-speed rail service has been in operation since 1994. Since its troubled beginning, the train has become a successful business and transport operation. Eurostar has served more than 10 million passengers on routes between Paris, London, Brussels, and Amsterdam. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The government of China has released a study that shows nearly 20% of the country's farmland is contaminated with toxic metals. The report was several years in the making. It's now cast doubt on the safety of Chinese farm produce. The worst affected areas are close to heavy industry, such as factories and mines, which have seen few regulatory limits. The report warns of human health risks, which can take years to show up. Authorities in Missouri have arrested a man in connection with a string of shootings over the past 6 weeks along highways. The suspect has not yet been identified. Three motorists have been wounded by gunfire. Police in the Kansas City area have linked at least a dozen shootings together. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.